Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good one. I know I did. I'm good. I'm alive. I'm here. I'm happy to be with you. Thank you for listening. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be here with you for one more hour, okay? And then I got to leave. Then I got to shut up. We've done a lot of talking because that's what we do. It's a radio show, right? Sports radio. You talk. No music. We talk. Anyway, thank you so much to Eddie Gill, former member of the Indiana Pacers, current member of their television broadcasting group, for joining us. Thank you so much to Michael Grady. Michael Grady does the Minnesota Timberwolves play-by-play. And, of course, we had them on because the Pacers advance to the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the Celtics. And then also the Minnesota Timberwolves, they advance in the West to take on the Dallas Mavericks. Think about this for a minute. We're either going to have Luka Doncic or Anthony Edwards in the NBA Finals. That's going to be fun, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Luka Doncic trying to make his first finals appearance. You got Anthony Edwards is only 22 years old. And then the Boston Celtics, come on now. We're just used to them by now, right? Just win one already and get it over with. Just get title number 18 and keep it moving. And the Pacers, well, they're just young. They're young. They run up and down the court. Get them the hell out of here. They could barely beat the Knicks in seven games. The Knicks are the walking wounded. Get it together, please. Kristaps Porzingis not scheduled to play in game one. Oh, and speaking of somebody fighting right now, how about this? Caitlin Clark, she sprained her ankle earlier. Her team, the Fever, are tied with the Sun, 82 all, less than a minute left in the game. This game is being broadcast on ESPN because of guess who? Caitlin Clark. Not showing signs of spraining that ankle. 17 points, 5 of 11. I saw her take one of those patented FU threes from way back to tie the game a while ago. And so she's doing good. 17 points, 4 assists, and 5 turnovers. And turnovers are still going to come. She'll be okay. 855-212-4227. Throughout the course of the show, we also talk some NFL contracts. Tua Tagovailoa showed up to work today. OTAs, he wants a contract, he went to work. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, he didn't show up to work. Doesn't want a deal. Also, at the same time, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, they're trying to work on his contract. A little bit more cut and dry. I would trust Trevor Lawrence more than I trust Tua Tagovailoa in the long run. Trevor Lawrence will get a new contract soon as well. 855-212-4227. Even right before the break as well, you know, we talked some other things. We talked about Scottie Scheffler. Despite being arrested on Friday, he didn't finish all that well, was tied in eighth place in the U.S. Open over the weekend, or the PGA Championship, excuse me, over the weekend. And then we talked about the fight at NASCAR in North Carolina yesterday, the one that NASCAR decided to promote on social media between Ricky Stenhouse and then Kyle Busch. Ricky Stenhouse, he got wrecked by Kyle Busch after the second lap, and he decided to punch him in the face. I can't even say they were having a conversation. They were literally just going back and forth, and then Ricky Stenhouse just punched him in the face. Kyle Busch finished 10th. Ricky Stenhouse couldn't even finish the race, and Joey Logano won the race. But when he was being interviewed on Fox Sports, nobody gave a damn about the winner because right behind him, fists started flying. Listen to this.
I was on a line. I think all the rules go out the window of clean, so I knew that was coming. I was trying to maintain that clean air. If I lost the clean air, we wouldn't have won the race. So we maintained it all day, and bam. Feels good. Feels great.
Congratulations. Joey Logano fired up, and we've got a fight going on right now between Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Those two crashed back at lap number two.
Get off of here. Get out of here.
And now the pit crews are involved.
Oh, Ricky Stenhouse. Tell me, why did you punch Kyle Busch in the face? That's what he told Fox Sports.
Just definitely built up frustration with, how he runs his mouth all the time, about myself. But I know he's frustrated because he doesn't run near as good as he used to. And I understand that. You know, we're a single car team over here. We're working really hard to, go out and get better each and every weekend. And I was excited for the rest of the night, and, he ruined it. So, yeah, being stuck in here definitely doesn't help the frustration. If there was a tunnel, I'd have probably been home watching the end of that. But here we are.
Basically, he had to wait until the end of the race to exit. And because of that, he was sticking around, and he punched the man in the face. Kyle Busch got punched in the face. And NASCAR decided to just slap it all over social media like, hey, like it's boxing. Is it? Is it boxing or is it NASCAR? I thought for NASCAR wanting to widen its base, maybe the fights help. I don't know. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ned is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ned.
Hi, JR. I just wanted to comment about I'm team promoting. I'm on your side. But the NHL, when you get in a fight, you get a 10 or a 5-minute penalty for fighting. But every time Max Rempe's in a fight, it's the first thing on my feed in the morning. So are they promoting it or are they penalizing it? Are they trying to get it out of the game? Or are they trying to keep it in the game? I just wonder if I'm a little kid and I see this, I love NASCAR. I see these two racers fighting. I might think that that's okay. And so that's why I agree it is promoting. NASCAR has promoted it. They have influenced people to think that, this is a part of NASCAR. But I'm curious your thoughts on that kind of mixed signal, at least the NHL is sending, giving a penalty for the fighting, but at the same time, it's the first thing on my feed, I said in the morning. Thanks, go Bills.
Thank you so much, Ned, for calling from Buffalo. It's twofold. Let's be real. NASCAR is a niche sport, okay? Hockey, in the way the United States of America is set up right now, you think about the sports, it's a localized and it's more of a niche sport. It's not something nationally. I mean, here on this show, I don't dive too deep, if much at all, into hockey. We probably will talk more hockey when we get to the Stanley Cup Finals. Because on a local basis, it's tough. That's like me sitting here on the radio talking about the Marlins suck, but it's like talking about how bad they are. It's like, hey, does somebody in Seattle care? You got to go out here and you have to cast the widest net. And so when it comes to NASCAR and maybe even the NHL, it's like, hey, what is the room for growth, okay? You think about the game. The NFL and the NBA and even Major League Baseball, we know Major League Baseball is an international game. Is it being played all over the world? No, okay? I mean, I can go out into Europe and people will want to kick a ball all over the world rather than swing a bat at one. Basketball is played internationally. You think about the NFL, even though American football is not the move, you know, they're trying to pick up traction by staging games in other parts of the world. NASCAR, domestically, has to compete with F1 that is all over the world, and that's a different type of race. The point is, if you're making money with your niche, is NASCAR really saying, hey, we need to expand, we want to be everywhere, we want everybody to come to the race? They don't act like it. And I got no problem with NASCAR. My biggest exposure to NASCAR was being invited out to tracks all over the country years ago. I probably experienced more NASCAR at the racetrack, in the garages, than I have watching at home on television. I'm talking full weekends at the track and hanging out with the pit crews. It's fun. It's a fun experience. And I think if more people found that out, man, it's like going to see spaceships when you see these cars up close and personal and the science and the technology that goes into it. It's a whole lot deeper than just rolling up to your local dealership and, you know, getting a service. It's deep. But I don't think the majority of America knows that. I mean, we got so many cars on the road, and I think if more people knew the technology behind NASCAR and the racing, there'd be interest. But look, you got to serve your audience. And so if NASCAR's first job is to serve our core audience, then maybe ain't too much interest in growing it outside. Getting people to go, oh, I need to watch, instead of people just make left turns all day long. And so, yeah, maybe why not promote a fight? If that's all you want to reach is your audience. It's facts. Hickey, you into the racing?
I am not. I am not. I've never been to a NASCAR race. I'm not anti. I just never really watched.
Yeah, me. I didn't have interest. And yeah, of course I knew a lot of the big racers, the famous guys. And every now and then you passed by it on television and maybe you have it on in the background. But I've never sat down and watched a NASCAR race intently like I have, you know, Game 7 of the World Series. Not at all. But it is an experience, I think, that you see up close and personal. You go to a track. It's tough. I get it. And so, hey, you got to promote people punching people in the face, and you got to do what you got to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Steven is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Steven?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Very well.
Good. Great. I don't know if you've talked about this, but I know how much work you guys put into, you know, what you do for your shows and whatnot. And I was just interested, what do you think about, you know, Doug Gottlieb, keeping his job and also being a head NCAA basketball coach? Like, do you think that's feasible? Is it? I just know how much work it. Sorry, go ahead.
We discussed this on Friday, and I have no problem with sharing this again because it's I think it's ridiculous. I think it's shortchanging the school. I think it's shortchanging the students, the basketball players that he's supposed to be helping. Because, you can sit down and quote-unquote do a radio show and coach a college basketball program, but you're robbing everybody of their time. You know, I mean, if you're going to work with young men in a college setting, if you're going to work with young athletes, people that you can help work with and mold, it's half-assing it to me to say, hey, I'm going to do my radio show, which I believe his radio show is in the late afternoon or early evening, I believe. And regardless, like, you're half-assing it. Like, give your all to the students and don't shortchange. And I just view it as something that's extremely arrogant to go ahead and do so. It's more self-serving than actually of service to the student athletes.
Do you think that with the prep that you do, I'm not like, I don't know how it's possible. There's only so many hours in a day, right?
Yeah, correct. And you know what? There's more. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, I can't speak for what anybody else does with their show. It ain't none of my business. I could care less. I know I put great detail into what I do. Could I, if I wanted to, could I coach a high school basketball team before I do this? Yeah. And I'd have one of the assistants help me out on the side. And it's just, it's not fair for anybody. It's just not. But if he thinks he can do it, then go out there and knock it out. Go for it.
Thanks for my call, man. Talk to you next time. Go ahead.
Nah, no problem, Steven. I was going to say thank you. It's just, it's not fair to the athletes. Like, are you coaching? Who the hell are you coaching for? Huh? Are you coaching for yourself to put it on your resume? Are you coaching for vanity? Are you actually coaching to help out the students, to help out the players? If the case is to work with them, then to have a full-time job that's not on campus, that's in the media, that ain't serving them. That's serving you, buddy. It's serving you. That ain't cool. 855-212-4227. Rudy is calling from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I was just going to let everybody know about NASCAR is kind of rooted in fighting. In 79, when the Daytona 500 was the only show on TV, there was a blizzard and all that, and it was the only thing on that day. It was the first time they had a national telecast, and at the end of the race, there was a fight between the Allison brothers and Cale Yarborough, and it was kind of similar. The last words were, "And there's a fight," and they covered that. But I don't know that they're promoting it. It's just kind of like a brawl in baseball. Nobody promotes it. It just happens.
Well, Rudy, I say they promoted it because because I saw it yesterday, and I just saw it again like minutes ago. NASCAR has this plastered all over its social media. Like, they have a still image of Kyle Busch getting punched in the face with captions from Stenhouse about why he punched him. I mean, that's promoting the fight. It's not something that just happened. I know that social media did not exist when Nolan Ryan decided to grab a young Robin Ventura and decide to give him the noogies and punch him in the head. I would be kind of surprised if Major League Baseball today said, "Oh, my God. Aaron Judge has, I don't know, picked somebody in a headlock and is beating the living crap out of him." You know, it's promoting it. NASCAR's promoting it. These aren't things that are just happening. NASCAR has a choice. You can either say, "Hey, we're going to suspend him," which is being investigated, where they want to suspend Ricky Stenhouse, or, you know, they can say, "Let's just make it the WWE." Having it both ways is odd.
Yeah, and when they get back to the track, a lot of people don't realize that they lose their temper on the track, and that now you're going nearly 200 mile an hour, and you're taking a guy out. So I think the fight is probably a little less likely to hurt somebody than wrecking somebody at nearly 200 mile an hour. So,
yeah,
it's kind of a catch 22, but I mean, I don't know that it's really a promotion. I think it just happens, and they cover it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Rudy.
Sure.
If it just happens, NASCAR acknowledges it happens, and we find out that they're investigating it. Promoting it is knowing that it happened on live TV and not just letting it happen on live TV, but now distributing the footage and still images on its owned and operated properties. That's promotion. That's not just happening. Someone has to take a picture, a photo, and push a button to send it out. That's promoting it.
Well, I don't know that I would argue with you, but I also don't know that it's not that the main thing about NASCAR.
Well, correct. It's not. The main thing about NASCAR is the race, which is what happens that most of the people who already follow NASCAR see. People who don't follow NASCAR, this is one of the first things that pops up, and it comes internally from NASCAR. And so if you want to utilize the race, or excuse me, if you want to utilize an occasional fight to promote the NASCAR, then, yeah, knock yourself out. But from someone who's been to a lot of the tracks and has seen a lot of the cool things, hey, I'm not mad at them promoting the fight. I just think that they can do better.
Yeah, I think we have to remember what Rodney Dangerfield said about hockey and NASCAR. He didn't say about NASCAR, but he didn't go to the fight to watch a NASCAR race break out. It just happened. So
yeah, but it's about what happens after that NASCAR is in control over. And thank you, Rudy,
for calling. And I would agree with that. Thanks.
Thank you, Rudy. Hickey, am I lost? I studied marketing. That much I know. I didn't study radio. I grew up in radio, but I studied marketing. Is the idea of promotion, am I saying something out of left field?
I think what's being misunderstood here is, for the most part, right, like showing it on TV or covering a fight that happens, that's part of the job of TV. That's not the NHL, the MLB, whoever it is. That's not them promoting the fight themselves. That's the TV network that is paying for the rights to broadcast the games promoting it. So if you see it on SportsCenter's Instagram, that's not the NHL promoting a fight. That's SportsCenter promoting a hockey fight on their own because they pay for the rights for it, right? Like I think that's, at least for me, what I'm trying to, you know, pick up here and where we agree, the difference is NASCAR on their own social media accounts, right? The ones they run and the ones they own are the ones putting out a fight. If you go to the NHL Instagram, you go to MLB's Instagram, if there's a fight, you will never see on their social medias videos or pictures of the fight, right? It's everyone else that covers the sport that that discusses it. That's the difference.
I'm looking at NASCAR's X right now. They have an entire edited photo of Ricky Stenhouse. It's a still image, frozen. It's a frozen image of him getting punched, of Kyle Busch getting punched in the face. It has captions with quotes like it is a fight poster. Okay? Like, come on. I mean, Ricky Stenhouse is punching him in the face. A matter of fact, I just retweeted it. You can see it at JR Sport Brief. I just retweeted it. It definitely built up frustration with how he runs his mouth all time about myself, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Kyle Busch, as he's getting punched in the face, I'm tired of getting run over by everybody. Like, what are we doing? Like, if the NBA said, yeah, we're going to suspend Draymond, but the same day or 3 days before, the NBA put up a still image of Draymond with Rudy Gobert in a chokehold, everybody would be going, yo, what is this? The NBA is trying to say that we don't need these fights and these violent actions in the game, but the NBA is promote. That's promotion, folks. You can't control, like, I can't control walking outside and somebody takes a picture. I can't control that. Okay, what I can control is what I do. I can promote whatever the hell I want to. Look, NASCAR promoting fights helps them out, then that's great. That's good. But there's so many other elements that I think they missed the mark on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are still open. When we come back, I told you I'm going to give you a prediction on the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to talk about the Celtics. We're going to talk about the Pacers. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
That's hilarious. We're talking about ass whoopings. NASCAR, well, they like to promote the fight, so there you have it, right? Shout outs to Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. I don't even think Manny has ever, well, no, he hasn't retired. If Manny Pacquiao could have a fight tomorrow, he would. He would. Anyway, we were talking about Ricky Stenhouse punching Kyle Busch in the face yesterday and how NASCAR's just pushed it out. Good for them. That's just what NASCAR does. NHL NASCAR is good for them to fight. Everybody else, no, not good. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Speaking of ass whoopings, I expect one in the Eastern Conference Finals. Based on the way the Indiana Pacers played against the New York Knickerbockers, I get it. Kristaps Porzingis not scheduled to play in Game 1 tomorrow. Is anybody picking the Pacers? Outside of Indiana, is anybody who's not just a homer just going to go, hey, well, look at our depth and look at this. Come on now. Unless there's an injury, this would be a massive shocker if the Pacers beat the Celtics. It'd be a big old upset. The Celtics should just all disappear. They should get on a spaceship, get on a rocket, and leave town if the Indiana Pacers beat them. The Celtics have been here too damn long. This is their sixth appearance in the conference finals in the last 8 years. Pacers don't know what this is. They haven't seen this in a decade. Not this group of Pacers, at least. Come on now. Even Jaylen Brown, he's like, man, I don't take these appearances. I don't take nothing for granted.
It feels great. I mean, I don't want to say it feels anything less than great. It feels normal. I think we've been here before. But I don't take it for granted at all. I think we're all grateful to be here, grateful to have these opportunities. So I'm looking forward to every time I get to step out on the floor.
Yeah, Derek White, he's here. He's like, damn it, we've been here every year I've been here. It's cool.
Pretty cool. Something that I kind of took for granted, I would say. And then I was talking with Drew, and he's only been, this is his second time, which is crazy because Drew's done so much in this league and he's done so many good teams, but it's hard to get to this spot. So definitely a cool thing to be a part of, and thankful and blessed, and just got to go out there and embrace the moment.
Yeah, that's 3 years. 3 years that Derek White has been a member with these Boston Celtics. And I'm just being honest. As difficult as it was for them to beat the Knicks, I'm going to expect them to beat the Celtics. Nobody talks about Derek White. Nobody talks about Drew Holiday. Kristaps Porzingis will come back eventually, and they'll just ask him, hey, just hit a three and lift your arms up, okay? Just do that. The Pacers would have to run them out of the building. That's it. I don't think the Pacers have enough defense to stop them. I'm going to go with the Pacers, excuse me, that's wrong. I'm going to go with the Celtics. I'm getting the Celtics in six games. Hickey, what do you think about this Eastern Conference Finals, man?
I'm with you. It should be Boston pretty easily. Realistically, it won't be. It should be a sweep. Boston, even with Kristaps Porzingis' status right now up in the air, and he's expected to at least miss the first two games, or who knows, like, even if he can't, let's say, return, like, Boston is long. They have good defenders. They can slow down this Indiana offense. They're healthy, unlike the Knicks, which is a big boost for Boston outside of Porzingis' injury. And they have Drew Holiday's good defender. They have, you know, Tatum and Brown. Like, that Indiana defense is not very good. There's no reason, honestly, why the Pacers should even... Maybe they win one game. Maybe they just repeat what they did in Game 7, shoot 60% from the floor, can't miss, you score 130, okay, fine. But if this series goes more than five, like, what are the Celtics doing?
Yeah. If the Celtics lose this series, they should get cursed out by everybody. All the fans in Boston and New England should curse them out. They should be mad at themselves, man. And then Joe Mazzulla will definitely get the boot. All right? And we don't have to worry about him sounding or appearing miserable, because that's what he looks like all the damn time. Joe Mazzulla will be gone if they end up losing this series, without a shadow of a doubt. And we got Marco Belletti in here. Marco, what do you think? You got the Celtics beating these Pacers?
I do, but I think it's going to be harder than you guys think. And that's basically my lack of, I don't know, faith in the Celtics. They'll give one game away because they do it every series. There's going to be one game where they literally hand it to you and say, here, please take this. We don't want it. So that's one game. Pacers are going to shoot lights out at least one game. They're going to win a game rolling away because that's what they do. This is going at least six, if not seven. The Celtics will probably survive, but that's what they'll do. They'll survive. Even though they should dominate, they'll survive, which has been their MO for a really long time, and I don't think it's going to be any different. And then whoever comes out of the West will take them out.
Damn, Mark, you beat them in the finals. Damn.
I got to be fair, JR. This team has no excuse not to win the damn thing, especially with the Nuggets gone. They have everything lined up in front of them. I don't know if I trust their heart. And that's something you don't want to say about a team, and this is not a small sample size. It's been year after year after year. There's something missing, and we see it in every series. The thing that they've been able to do is play inferior teams because their talent level is so off the charts. But there is no reason for them to even be fighting with these teams, and they will. And it's going to bite them eventually, just not in the series. Pacers aren't good enough.
The Pacers, if the Celtics lose this one, just curse everybody out. Everybody gets one swift kick to they have to go downtown and just let all of, they have to line up and let a fan kick them in the ass. Like, that's what they should do if they lose. They got no business losing to these Pacers. I agree with you. They're gonna fall asleep at the wheel and just let the Pacers take a game or two. I got Boston winning in six. We'll see how they perform. And let's see what Porzingis does if and when he comes back. And if he can come back and actually stay healthy, which is a big old if in and of itself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get ready to roll out. I'm going to tell you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And also got to tell you about, I thought things were done with Ipe Mizuhara. I thought things were done with Shohei Ohtani. One of his teammates was betting too. You want to tie some things together? I'll tell you on the other side.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Edmonton, Vancouver, you just heard from Marco Belletti. 0-0. About 6.5 minutes left in the first period. And speaking of the NHL, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. And it wasn't that too long ago, or not too long ago, that we had some history made in the NHL. I'll share that with you momentarily. And I got to get this out the way, because last break, and I saw this pop up on the news, and I'd be remiss not to discuss it. A matter of fact, just take a listen to this, courtesy of my friends at KTLA 5 in Los Angeles.
New reports connecting a former Angels player to the illegal bookmaker at the center of the scandal involving Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. ESPN reporting that one of Ohtani's former teammates, infielder David Fletcher, also placed gambling bets with Matthew Boyer. Boyer is that illegal bookmaker in the Mizuhara scandal. It's reported that Fletcher bet on several sports, but not on baseball. Fletcher is currently playing in the Braves minor league system. Mizuhara is alleged to have stolen over $16 million from Ohtani to cover his gambling debts. He's actually agreed to a plea deal in that case that we've been following, and no word this morning from infielder David Fletcher.
And there's no word from anybody. You know, he reportedly did not bet on baseball. Major League Baseball is investigating. He is playing in the Braves system. He's a Gwinnett striper, so he's right around the corner from me, or 25 minutes, depending on traffic. Yeah. So there's so many questions. I believe he's cooperating with the investigation, which is maybe why there is no word from anybody. The investigation being this illegal bookmaker. So I'm supposed to believe that Ohtani's interpreter did all of this without Ohtani knowing. And that Ohtani, his teammate, and they said him and Fletcher were friends. He didn't know. Hickey, like, this is, I still believe Shohei Ohtani's just an innocent saint from Japan, but like, we're going to find out the whole team was betting, everybody except for Shohei. that's what's going to happen, right?
The entire Angels team was betting, not on baseball, of course, but betting on everyone except Ohtani knowing. You are right in the sense of, I still believe Ohtani's innocent and did not know. But every detail now that comes out since makes it just a little bit harder to truly believe that he was totally not aware whatsoever.
Yeah, I also believe, based on what we know, that he was innocent. What I have tried to identify, unsuccessfully, maybe because it doesn't exist publicly, how the hell is this Boyer guy who's running the bookmaking scheme, how does, what, was Fletcher at the same card game? So reportedly, Ipe Mizuhara met the bookmaker at like a card game. So was Fletcher there? I mean, that would make sense, right? Like, he's gambling on the side, doesn't tell Ohtani. It's none of Ohtani's business what he does with his money and the gambling. This guy's in the minor leagues, okay? I mean, he don't got money like Shohei. I don't know. At least Ipe, he knew how to steal Ohtani's money. So, I don't know. This is just gets weirder by the day. Next thing you know, his Ohtani, is he married to that lady, or are they engaged?
I believe married.
They're married, right? What, do they go on dates and like private? I don't know. Like
the kitchen,
his house.
They go from the kitchen to the living room.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he has, you know, maybe a few kitchens, few living rooms, so maybe change it up on a day to day basis. Bro,
Shohei Ohtani is in Los Angeles. I swear, I've never seen this man in a photo outside, ever, for nothing. I'm sure there has to be one. Nothing. Have you seen him at like a red carpet? I think I seen him at a red carpet once.
I don't at least on top of my head, I can't think of anything that he's been through. That's not a, I don't think I've ever seen him, for the most part, and not in a baseball uniform.
TMZ. TMZ. TMZ's never got Shohei Ohtani. Never.
That's when you know. You are never. Undercover and off the radar. And TMZ never. Can't even find you.
Never. He's never gone to get a cup of coffee. Shohei's never been on a movie premiere. Maybe he has. Here, I'm going to Google Shohei red carpet right now. Let's see what comes up. Shohei Ohtani. Red carpet. Let's see. Oh, okay, yeah. The T-Mobile red carpet for the All-Star game. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There yeah. He is. And I'm assuming solo, right? Because no one even knew this, his now wife even existed, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. The only All-Star game is for Major League Baseball All-Star. It's the wow. T-Mobile pink carpet. Oh, well, him and his wife just did something. I saw this last week, a couple weeks ago. Shohei Ohtani and wife, red carpet for, and I think this was a Dodgers-related event. Yep, the Dodgers' 8th annual Blue Diamond Gala.
There you go. So if it's not baseball-related, he has never been outside the house, huh?
This man is making, will make $700 million. Lives in Los Angeles. He doesn't, what does he have, the food delivered? I guess when you got that much money, you can have the chef come to your house and make it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the chef's working for him. That's yeah. That's for sure. And he's not ordering out on like Grubhub either.
No, I think there's a couple thousand. Well, how does he know? He doesn't know nothing about his money. So. That's,
you know, you're also not wrong.
This guy is the biggest secret in the country. He is.
Wild.
Like, does Shohei Ohtani even get on the plane? Like, how, does he travel with the team? Does he just pop up out of thin air? Is he a human being or is he a robot?
Might just be robot. He's just there. In the clubhouse before the game, like the team travels and, oh, there's Shohei.
There's not a fan photo. There's not a request for a photo. Hickey, I'm going to have to go to a Dodgers game just to see if he's a real person. With my own eyes. I don't think I've seen the guy before, ever.
Never. Yeah, I would agree. It's truly like a miracle if you think about it. How he's in this world where everyone has a phone, anyone at any given time can find out anything about you. How he's kept this low of a profile, it feels almost impossible.
In Los Angeles. In Los Angeles. That's crazy. Anyway, let's talk about a guy who in his entire life did not keep a low profile. Let's go back in time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We going back, 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 back. Not that far back. Not to me. Let's go back to 1991. Some guy with a low profile, not, named Michael Jordan, won his second NBA MVP. 31.5 points a game, 6 rebounds. He blocked the shot, had 6 assists. Michael Jordan, that was also the year he won his first championship against the Los Angeles Lakers. That took place this day, May 20th in 1991. Michael Jordan getting his hands on his second MVP. About a month before, he won his first NBA championship. Listen, former NBA commissioner David Stern giving Michael Jordan his second MVP.
Michael, I know that millions of basketball fans around the world, not to mention 18,000 here and a few million in Chicago, join me in congratulating you on a great season and your second MVP award.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was just like, all right, give me the MVP award. I'm trying to win my first title. And that he did. Chicago Bulls beat the Lakers. Magic Johnson, too. How about that? Anyway, this day, May 20th, a little bit more recent. Let's go back to 2018 because the Vegas Golden Knights went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season ever. They beat Winnipeg this day, May 20th, 2018, to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. They took on the Caps and it didn't work out. But let's talk about the positivity. Let's take a listen, courtesy of TNT.
Here's Stastny, hit by Marchessault, Scheifele to the puck. Time winding down. 227 days after their first regular season game in franchise history, the Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, they lost, like I said, but at least they won last year. That's still a ridiculous amount of time. You think about going your first season, 2017-18, finally winning in 2023. Sign me up for that. We got franchises and teams here in North America that haven't smelled championships like in forever. Well, some in different ways. Lions know what an NFL championship is, don't know what a Super Bowl is. Jets haven't been to a Super Bowl since, 69. I mean, I can go on and on. I don't want to start making people and teams feel bad, but that's just the realities of it. And speaking of the Stanley Cup playoffs, we got Edmonton. We got the Canucks. They're tied at zero after the first period. Whoever wins this game, game seven, they advance to the Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Stars. Listen, folks, it's time for me to shut up and leave. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. We got a lot to get into. Oh, but how about this? NBA Eastern Conference Finals starts tomorrow already. Time flies, right? Celtics, Pacers, we'll talk about it all. We'll see what idiot does something stupid, what player gets paid. That's what we do here. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much, Hickey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.